Jimmy was cutting every link between himself and the robbery, but it had nothing to do with me. I gave Jimmy the tip, and he gave me some Christmas money. From then on, I kept my mouth shut. I knew Jimmy. He had the cash. It was his. I know he kicked some money upstairs to Polly, but that was it. It made him sick to have to turn money over to the guys who stole it. He'd rather whack them. Anyway, what did I care? I wasn't asking for anything. And besides, Jimmy was making nice enough money with me through my Pittsburgh connections. But still, for months after the robbery, they were finding bodies all over.